Nicely with Martin Bester.
We are doing something called the Olympic Games of How Hard Can It Be? How hard can it be? What is that? We normally do it on Tuesdays. We try different things. We've tried so many things over the last year or so, from doing shoeies, which is drinking beer from a shoe.
That is correct, yeah. Yes.
We've done classier things as well, mm-hmm. like the violin.
Yes. And balloon animals.
Balloon animals and... it's sounding less and less.
Impressive. But
as
it was impressive in the moment.
Ventriloquism.
That was very classy.
Yes.
And
ventriloquism.
Well done.
And yodeling.
Yeah.
I think that was also one of our finer moments.
Absolutely.
Do you remember the yodeling? So we decided it's the Olympic Games. Everybody deserves a medal.
Yes.
Gold, silver, bronze.
Yeah.
There's no participation medal when it comes to that.
No.
So now we want you to try and play the didgeridoo. We have a very special guest who's going to give it a go this morning.
Talking yesterday about didgeridoos, and we asked the important question, how hard can it be?
All right, Andries from Klitschgras showing us the didg.
That is very, very good. Oh, how hard can it be?
All right, here we go, guys.
Probeer om onder jou snor in kry, Martin. Wat hem weg van je mond af?
Guys, this is not a didgeridoo. This is a didgeridoo. All right.
Je blaast de hart, Martin. Bikkie zachtjes. Je blaast een bikkie zachter.
Stop looking at Felicity.
Okay, I'm not gonna look at you.
Phil, look away.
I'm looking away.
Martin, turn the other way.
I'm going to try it alone just now, okay? I've never done it with so many people around. And Felicity wasn't helping.
I'm sorry.
You were laughing at me.
No. I was laughing at the process, but I saw that you were nearly there.
It was like herding cats.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. We are live on TikTok and Instagram, Facebook. We are live with this. It gives me great pleasure to welcome a very special guest on the show this morning. I've met him before, known him for a number of years because he's also in the industry. Lo, hoe gaan we jou?
Goed en julle, hey?
Lekker, lekker my dude. Vertel vir my eens een bietjie van jou achtergrond.
Jy sê, ons ken mekaar van industrie af. Ek was hele paar jaar in FL gewees. Ongelukkig is opgesplit. Ek het nou 'n nuwe session gekry by Martin in die band. So julle sal my sien op die lang pad. Ek sal die busie ry. As ek die didgeridoo of didgeribrew of didgeriwat, as ek hom kan master, vandag het Martin gesê dat ek in die busie ry en dan van daar af dan
didgeridoo speel in die band.
Right.
Ons mis 'n didgeridoo.
Ek stem heeltemal
vir those rock songs.
Yes. Yeah. So, Lo Lensley, soos hy nou gesê het, was in a band gewees, man, in our band, yes, ek het hulle gecheck. Ek moet dink in die laaste keer, toe ek hulle live gecheck het, dink ek was jare terug gewees, daar was so street party in Rivonia gewees, dink ek, want hy is sweet.
Ja, ja, ja.
Daar by die News Cafe, maar nie te min. So, bass guitar is one thing, but playing a didgeridoo, have you played a didgeridoo before?
Glad nie, en ek het gisterand bietjie gaan kyk, wat die didgeridoo behels.
Yeah.
To sien ek al of dit is bietjie complicated, en ek sê
toe, not really.
Ek sê toe vir my verloofde, jy weet, ek sien mens kan met 'n PVC pipe oefen, weet, ons is daar in die huis rond,
yeah.
Soek een, en toe kon ons ongelukkig nie een kry nie, so ek is nou maar hier so vandag om...
Jy het nie geoefen nie? Voor die Olympic Games?
Ja.
Ek het baie jare terug geoefen, so ek hoop ek het dit nog.
Okay.
So I brought one in, but now I'm trying to remember which side.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. You're good.
Yeah.
Olympic medalist right there.
Yeah. So I'm trained in playing the didgeridoo. Uh-huh. I was taught by a professional.
Yeah.
Coach.
Yeah.
Coach Rocco. He's also the coach for Tatiana. And he does also does didgeridoo on the side.
But the reason for that is because of the whole circular breathing thing that swimmers must also practice. Yeah. It's a skill you need when you play the didgeridoo.
So the important thing about the didgeridoo is obviously it's the breathing.
Loose lips as well. Uh-huh.
Loose lips.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sink ships.
And also you need to just... Don't judge. Don't judge.
Won't judge.
Because you have to warm up.
That's correct.
And warming up often doesn't sound... Like, great.
Yeah, it's not the same as playing. Right?
No, it's not the same as playing. So the first couple of notes, I mean, have you ever heard them warm up the bagpipes?
Yeah, sounds
I
terrible.
Have. Sounds, it
like
sounds
they're
awful.
Killing something, yeah.
And also, I've seen Olympic athletes warming up. They've got a special warming up room that the public doesn't get to see.
They only jog, I mean,
it
really.
Thank
does it, it's not impressive.
No,
it's not
no,
impressive.
No.
So don't be scared. When you warm up, it's not...
Maar Tatiana kon nie gewarm up het voor sy geswem het
nie. Hulle doen.
Daar is 'n klein swembaadjie daar agter wat niemand sien nie. Net so.
I'm just warming up.
Oh, daar het die coach gesê, moenie te hard blaas nie en los lippe.
I'm not playing yet. I'm blowing the cobwebs, the spinner.
Yeah, just like cleaning it. Okay.
As a professional, that's what you have to do.
The first thing you must do is
let's just make sure
and see if you can see light, because if you can't do
it sounds rude.
Calm down.
Rude.
I'm just cleaning it out. So now the cobwebs.
Oh, gone. Uh-huh.
Now you spin it out. Okay. So now, now, firstly, I'm not playing it, by the way.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah.
So now, of course, the pipe is clean. Now is your pipe skoon. Now can you kijk of wat se type van? You have to see your range.
Yes.
This far.
It's like vocalist, you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just see where the range is.
Wait.
Just wait.
We started with the upper range. Mm.
That is the note, yes. Umpet?
That's the warming up.
That's the warming up.
I love how you got middle C there.
Okay, so now I'm warm.
Okay.
Hello?
No,
I hope
right.
You're writing this down. So now I'm going to perform.
Okay.
For the performance, I'm going to ask you all to close your eyes. All right. Close your eyes because, close your eyes.
Uh-huh.
And then let me surprise and impress you now that I'm warm.
Okay.
The pipe is clean. Sorry, the didgeridoo is clean. Are you ready?
Right. Yes, very.
Yeah, okay, so now, remember, I'm going to do it first, then you do it.
Okay. We'll do.
All right, so the first thing is you need to take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
Jy moet lekker slap lippe hê.
Dis korrek.
Ek onthou dit en jy moet so onder jou snor in kry. Jy het nie veel van 'n snor nie, maar vir my is dit nogal 'n ding. Is jy reg? Okay.
Ready.
Okay, close your eyes.
This is why we can go better.
Thank you very much.
He's playing under the table.
Yeah.
It's just coming through the desk.
Coming up next, Loa's going to try it for a gold, silver, or a bronze in the Olympic Games of How Hard Can It Be to Play the Didgeridoo?
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
We have so much fun on the show trying different things, especially on a Tuesday called How Hard Can It Be? One of the first things was a didgeridoo. We're going back there to that day. We're calling it the Olympic Games of How Hard Can It Be? Because it's not about us, it's about you trying. Our special guest on the show this morning, Lo Lensley, as it turns out, no stranger to the industry. When was FL aktief geweest? Wat se jare was daai?
Ons het 2006 het ons Rock Spider gewen en ons het aangaan tot 2012-13.
Dis reg, ja.
Ja.
Ja, ek onthou, daar was so 'n bietjie van 'n overlap. Ek is in daai stadium in 'n band gewees, Kinky Robot,
yes.
And I remember I saw you guys here and there along the line in toe julle op daar so 2012 se kant. Yeah, man, memories. The MK vibes gewees ons in daai jare.
Yes. Dit
is so cool gewees, man. So he's an instrumentalist. Plays bass, he can also play guitar, maybe even drums. So this makes it actually even more significant.
Yes.
The Olympic Games, because he is a qualifier.
But this is the thing. Yeah. You've got a natural musical ability, so this should be...
So
well done, qualifying.
So yeah, thank you. Well
done.
Yeah. Qualifying. You've never played a blower. Jy's nie 'n didgeridoo nie.
Nee, glad nie.
All right, and you've always wanted to try it?
I'm going to check on that term, didgeridooist. Is that
didgeridooist?
Is that the name? Yeah. For right. Okay.
Didgeridooer.
Okay.
If you are learning, you've done it. Didgeridone.
When you're a master.
If you're a master.
That's.
Okay, so you saw see didge. If you know it as well as I do, you just call it didge.
Yeah.
And the first one I tried was very hard. It was, I called it the didgeridon't, because it wasn't, this one is more kind of manageable, I think.
Right.
So here we go. I did sanitize it for you. I just sanitize. So a low Lensley, gaan vir die eerste keer in sy hele lewe kyk of hy, he's going to ask the question, how hard can it be to play a didgeridoo?
Okay.
This oak plays bass guitar, he plays guitar, he plays drums. He's been in a band that recorded that one stuff.
Yes.
They were amazing. He's now back for the first time live, and now he's probably going to make me look stupid because he's going to nail it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Olympic Games of How Hard Can It Be, and our first item, is it? Do they call them items?
No.
Oh.
Code, maybe.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that, but okay. Our first code is didgeridoo. Hello, my dude. Remember breathing.
What's the kans die voorkant? What's the achterkant?
That's what he said.
You
so, die kant, daar sit jou lippe, yeah. Sit jou lippe daar so.
Los lippe,
onder die snor in, and breathe.
Oh, come on.
Wow. Yeah, the warm-up was fantastic. So you give it a bit of a burst to give that wow.
Right.
Wow.
You're getting technical.
Because you're at a bronze now. I'm just telling you that. This is a bronze. It's a bronze. So go for a silver or a gold. Low. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the semi-final. This is now the final of the men's didgeridoo event. In the first lane, all the way from South Africa, Lo Lensley.
Woo! Yeah! He's in the front. Hey, I think he's going to cross the line.
Not as good, but you know. It's just, Lo Lensley, ladies and gentlemen, gets the goal.
Yay!
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester, Jacaranda FM.